So I got new glasses, and it's just amazing what it's like to read again and see the words, to drive again and see the road, to look at a label on coconut milk and see the actual ingredients. But peering into the mirror is a whole other thing. The new prescription has given my wrinkles identities. This deep groove in the middle of my forehead is my father's heart attack. He is 50, and I am 15, and he keels over and is gone in less than a minute, leaving my mother, a 44-year-old widow, with no money and no career. These tiny permanent creases, well, now that I can see, not so tiny creases, are from when we learned our 9-month-old baby was diagnosed with diabetes. I have seen and acknowledged these lines in my face before, but now, in the dimly lit bathroom with the new glasses, I hear myself yelling, "Oh my God, I got old!" My husband hears my screams, runs into the bathroom to see if I've fallen, and I can't get up. I look at him and scream maybe even louder, "Oh my God, you got old too!" And then we crack up in one of those bend-over-holding-our-sides laughing fits. The thing about aging together is that when it first starts and you ask your partner of several years, "Is this a new brown spot?" And he looks and says, "I don't know, maybe. You can't really see it because your hair covers it." And then he asks, "Are my sideburns blonde or gray?" And you say, "Whatever they are, they make you look even more gorgeous." You just keep on seeing the person at the age you first met them, or even younger. I married my husband when we were both 26, and I swear I can see his 13-year-old bar mitzvah face. The thing about staying with the original partner, instead of finding a younger version, is that when the looks go, all that pretty stuff gets replaced by the wise person you married. My husband taught me one of the most important lessons of my life. What other people think of me is none of my business. And I taught him how to answer the phone. We just celebrated our 45th anniversary, but I have to say, at year 11, I was hoping a car would hit him. I give myself no credit for sticking it out, however. A lot of it was fear of being alone and worrying if I would ever marry again. Of course, he doesn't remember that there was even a problem, so I let him have his own perspective. Recently, a photographer called me about a project he's doing called 365. He's taking a photograph of a different person every day for a year and asked me if he could do me in 2 weeks. I emailed him saying, "It's winter, I'm pale, I have circles under my eyes, I have wrinkles on my wrinkles." But yes, because I know enough now to know that in 10 years I will look at the photo and say, "Wow, I really looked good, huh?" Glasses or no glasses.